We are going to now move our agenda, and I'd like to first invite up to the podium Ms. Peggy Hanley, who will be our facilitator for this evening. After the presentation and when we will have the question and answer session. Ms. Peggy Hanley has a background in healthcare. She has a BSN, a background in healthcare and a BSN from Hunter College. She also has an MBA from the San Diego State University. She has worked with many public and private sector organizations to enhance the effectiveness of executive teams, boards, and public meetings, and she is a 37-year resident of San Diego County. So I'd like to introduce her to provide an overview of the remaining evening activities.
Thank you very much, Dr. Wooten. Can everyone hear me? I'm going to be down here on the floor. First of all, I want to thank you all for coming. We have a wonderful turnout of people. My job here as the facilitator is to try to give as many people who would like to ask questions the opportunity to do so, and to also hear from some of the experts who are here. In line with that, we have index cards for those of you who would like to fill out a card as you're listening to the speaker. To write down your questions, and we'll collect them and try to group common questions together so we can get as many of them answered as possible. As Dr. Wooten already mentioned, there are four live microphones, two in this aisle and two in this aisle, that are also available for people to come up and ask questions. A few things in terms of my role here. As I said, my goal is to have as many people have the opportunity to speak up and ask questions as possible. In order to do that, I'm going to need your cooperation. So I'm going to ask for those of you who come to the mics to be as concise as you can so that we have a chance to hear from everyone. And likewise, I've already asked the experts to also be concise in their answers. As you heard from Dr. Wooten, they will stick around after the formal meeting to answer any individual questions that people may have as well. I think I have a few ground rules up, and you'll see them behind me. First of all, if I could ask everyone to turn your cell phones or PDAs, Blackberries, any electronic tethers to quiet or vibrate so they're not disruptive of the questions and the speakers. I've already mentioned, please be as concise as you can. Think ahead. Writing down the question may help you to do that, even if you don't want to pass it in. We have folks at the back of the room who are going to hand out some index cards. If you haven't already done so, can I ask that we pass out some additional index cards? They'll be coming up the aisles, and so if you'd like one, please let them know. And they'll be in the back of the room, and should you suddenly have a question, don't hesitate to go back. We will collect them after our speaker, Dr. Lyman, presents so that we have a chance to do some groupings, and then we'll pass them on, and I'll identify the question and then turn to the expert to get some answers. And then finally, I realize this is a challenging and emotional subject, so it's difficult. Passions will be raised. They already have been. There's lots of concern and empathy and some fear. So I would ask that we do our best to treat one another with respect and in service of really trying to get the most information out to all of you to try to help you move forward. So I'm going to turn it back to Dr. Wooten, who will introduce our speaker for this evening.
Thank you, Ms. Hanley. So, thank you.